Sorry, woof. Hi, yeah, anyways, this is the Dresden firebombing hoax hoax. As you can tell, this area was nothing more than a small area of the city, which was then demolished, controlled demolition, and then shown to you as if it was a firebombing. And I want you to just pay special attention to the streets. And the idea that you're seeing multiple layers of houses, when in fact that's just early versions of Photoshop. Let me show you. As you can tell with this picture, this is yet a simple four photo, which would be the statue, placed onto the back or onto a negative over a negative of randomness. You know, there's nothing really there. It's a composite, it's a made-up image. So the statue is a real image, the other one is not a real image. And you can look at that and see that it's just been generated again. Moving along. In this photo that many shills and liars like to use to perpetrate and to continue the hoax upon people of the world that Dresden was firebombed and a bunch of people were killed, is this photo, which is nothing more than one photo in the foreground placed on the back of another photo. And then don't worry, we're gonna zoom in on the alleged bodies too. All these alleged bodies. Don't you worry about that. Okay, so moving forward, you can see that with this photo, it is actually three photos. It's the photo of the forever buildings in the background, which are they love to show, overlaced with the alive people walking, which you can see are in the black, and of course all the other stuff, supposed to be bodies and everything, are all the same shade because they're all just an animation. They're all just placed onto the photo, not a real layer. You can now see that. I'm sorry again, sorry about that. So as to the bodies and as to the characters that they give you, as if, you know, oh, this guy ordered. See, this is what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that a person has the authority to order other people to just go murder people. Right? Because, as I've told you before, war is a hoax. It's controlled demolition. Therefore, this is a hoax. You see one area which they purport to show you is an area known to you as Dresden. The same area is then built up in modern times, ritualistically, to look just like all the rest of the Western world. And I'll show you that architecture now, just for the sake of showing you. Okay, as I've told you before, it's in the architecture. This is nothing more, this is an opera house rebuilt in the area to what show the same thing. And take this right there, pop it on the top of the Pope's head, that's his hat. Put it on the top of the Capitol building, that's going to be the dome structure. It's going to be the 30 into 3 on top, the bee's hive. 33 into the top, you enter the gate through the bottom, that's your first level, that's your journeyman, that's your journey in to the beehive. And then at the top, it's the 8, it's the infernal 8 return. And then at the top of that is Isis, because you love your life, therefore you worship Isis. Do you understand what I just said? All right, moving forward, they put up, everything's a worship of death in this culture. It's going to be, whether it be gravestones, whether it be war memorials, whether it be hero worship, all for things that didn't happen. Don't you dare tell me that your uncle got his knee hurt in World War II. That would have been an accident during a gypsy migration, not a war. All right, do you understand that? If your cousin was too stupid to throw a grenade far enough and a splinter from it hit him in the head, that's an accident, not a war. You do understand the difference. Not one of you, none of you, liars and false witness scumbags, will say that you shot at a enemy soldier and killed them, because you would be admitting to murder, and you're not going to do that because you didn't do that. That's a fact. So what you see is just a couple of different pictures showing you the same thing, and then you extrapolate, you say, okay, therefore that happened because they showed me a couple of pictures, right? I think really to put the icing on the cake and to finish this is just to show the so-called footage of the attack. And you know what I'm saying? You're not going to see nothing. Nothing. Do you notice the puffs of smoke? These are supposed to be planes coming by. You can easily tell this is early graphics. This is early film graphics. There's no bombing going on. There's no firebombing. No fire. Oh, that was so moving. All this footage is so realistic. I mean, King Kong, where's King Kong? Put King Kong right there. I want King Kong. Put King Kong right now. I demand it.
Yeah, okay, dude. Just a second. Just one second. Let me edit that in.
And now, The Truth of Dresden, a Pompo film event. Show you coming up on this earlier or the later scene when it comes closer to the ground. It's nothing but a camera, and then they put a fire in the foreground, and then that's supposed to be the big flame. You'll see it coming up. Anyways, watch this. You'll see it's just all a hoax. Nothing really happening. You can see that, right?
Oh no, King Kong jumped on the other building.
Okay, starting with this scene, you'll see that there's just a foreground fire, which would be right in the ground in front of the camera. The rest is all just superimposed. It's not even the same shot. Not even the same shot. You can see nothing real, nothing dropping on these places, nothing exploding, nothing happening. This is all a big contrivance. All war is a contrivance. Okay, so let's move into the hoax ghoulism of this whole event. You'll notice first that the so-called baby is in fact a doll. That is a doll. You will see that the so-called human male is in fact just a dummy or a doll or a contrivance. You can see that now. Now that you've taken just a minute to look, all right, you will see that this is a hoax. Just like Sandy Hoax, just like 9/11, just like World War I, Civil War, just like the entirety of World War II, controlled demolition, strategic relocation. This area right here that you can see is in fact was turned into a gathering center. They have Christmas festivals and outdoor activities, everything to circulate around the idea of a death center. And then of course all of then the money, the rebuilding money then goes into build new structures to what? ISIS, to Allah, to the light that they worship, which is, i.e., Lucifer, the fallen. That's why all your government centers look like they are straight out of ancient Rome or straight out of Egypt. Why is everything Egypt and Rome together? Because that's what it's always been. All right. You do know that, right? No one died and no one got hurt in Dresden firebombing. So-called 14 days. 77, that's the 77 into the hoax lie system. The man-made story. Strategic relocation is all you're seeing. Controlled demolition and poor acting. Oh, a bunch of kids in a hole looking up. That means something. And then you look at the same hoaxy pictures that they gave you from Nagasaki and Hiroshima and this. That's a blended photo, first of all. That's not a real photo into the background, man. You do know that, right? Just like with the fake tornadoes, the streets are clean, you know, there's this ghoulism. There's this ghoulism right here that is enough to tell you right there, it's a hoax, man. That's straight out of Creepshow. All right. You do get it, right? World War II, Vietnam, the Korea, all of them. Falklands, 9/11, the Spanish-American War. You better know it. All a hoax. All a big joke. All to keep you on the cross. You do see that cross there, right? And that cross is your 9/11. That cross is the 9/11. That's your right mind being crossed out. And you living the lie of this world. So, hey, you know what? You want death? You will get death. But as you seek it, it shall flee from you. That's the only problem. See, it's the perpetual carrot on the stick. You're going to be running after it, mourning and weeping and wailing and whining your entire life, obsessing about death. How dare you? How dare you? Look at this. Look at these pictures, man. Isn't that neat? Enough already. No one died, no one got hurt at Dresden, like I've been telling you. And anyone telling you any different is a liar. They're trying to get you to believe. They're trying to put death in your heart. You gotta understand that. Alright? Look at this contrived picture. This is, in fact, one picture on top of the other. I showed you that at the beginning, man. Anyways, goodbye. Be free in Jesus Christ.